crazy porks who host this show. They give relationship advice that you ought to know. Your thirst for entertainment, they will quench, cause Stephanie's a darling and Mike is a mensch. Pork therapy, advice this good is a rarity. It's cool, fun, and introspective. Relationship talk from a liberty perspective. Oh, and did I mention you can leave a message, you can voice a question, a joke, a comment, or something more at 419-PT-LOVE-4. Pork therapy, scatty-dee-bop, shabba-dooey, the revel in hilarity, it's pork therapy.
Hello.
Hello.
We're so happy that you're here.
Well, thanks for joining us again.
And welcome to our best episode ever. This is Pork Therapy, and you are listening to a... and you are
we
in for
are so
a treat
informal.
Tonight.
You're in for two treats.
You are in for two treats. One is on the right, and one is on the left. And in an effort to keep our listeners abreast of what's going on, we're going to introduce our guest. We have a wonderful guest. You might even say it's our best guest ever.
You might have just said that.
I did just say that. I can't remember what I said because Mike's computer crashed.
Oh, over. Do we have to reveal how retarded we are?
This is sort of
the
second attempt.
Our computer did not crash, by the way. It just warned us that the
that's true.
Hard drive was acting funny, so I fixed it.
It's not a crack bat like our peanut gallery.
Yikes. Yeah. So we're going to be talking about breastises.
That's right. And one on the right and one on the left. And this is, you might say this is a twin peak at,
I might say your puns aren't peaking.
I think they're actually sagging a little bit.
Oh.
We are talking about breasts, and our special guest tonight is someone who is near and dear to our hearts. And would you like to say hello?
Hi, I'm Antigone.
Hi, Antigone.
Hello. And thank you for being on the show with us tonight.
Yeah.
Now, Antigone has revealed to us before the show that she had some... See, last time I said revealed, you guys laughed.
She revealed.
She revealed something to us before the show. And
two
that was
things.
She had, she had some thoughts about our little friends that we carry around on our chests as women and men, I guess.
Well,
men
very,
have breasts too,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I'm just... Not as
not
fun.
As not as hefty, you yeah. know. Not as beautiful and not as
curvaceous
round, and voluptuous.
Giving
lovely, squeezable.
Yeah.
Yes.
Plump.
Yes, pert.
Pert.
These are all words you could use to describe breasts. But lately there's been some controversy here in New Hampshire, isn't that right, Mike?
As far as I'm concerned,
and
that
it's
is
about,
correct.
It's about, you know, what is a part of our bodies as women and as men too. But some people are offended by those parts of our bodies, and
well, frankly,
that's
some
what we're
people,
here to talk about.
Some people, that being a nebulous term, are offended by anything.
That's true. Yeah, there's some people are looking to be offended.
So, what are you talking about? What happened in Keene or Antigone? Do you want to let us know?
Sure. They started having these events called Topless Tuesdays, where both men and women would be topless in Central Square. The Keene Sentinel ran an article on, which basically interviewed this mother that was so upset that her middle school age son couldn't go to the store to buy porn, but could see this.
Yeah, she wanted him to buy porn.
So the context of that comment would have been, there's already laws forcing stores not to sell porn.
Right.
So why aren't there laws forcing people not to be topless in public square?
Because well, women.
Women to
yeah,
be topless.
Not people.
Good, that's a good point that we'll be talking about.
Mike because is so it's, egalitarian, he said people, but it was really women that this
that's true.
Wanted to...
but it also should be known that in Keene, if not in New Hampshire in general, there are...
I think it's New Hampshire. Because, I mean, that also...
No,
what does that mean for breastfeeding mothers?
Right.
Yeah,
you know, there are
exactly.
no
legal.
Laws about women revealing their breasts in public, I believe.
Well, the law...
Is that correct?
I believe so.
Okay.
Yes. Well, the law was, we found out last summer.
Yeah, this was tested last year when Cassidy, a liberty activist up here,
yes.
walked around
amazing
downtown Keene topless.
Yes.
And got arrested, and then they let her go.
With an apology, which is really rare.
Because the statutes, which essentially statutes,
arrested,
I think it's
supposedly
local.
Supposedly some busybody complained
yeah.
about her walking down the street topless.
But they couldn't provide a complainant or a complaint, the cops.
Right.
They said somebody complained.
They said somebody complained, right, which they often do that.
But anyway, they let her go without charging her because there is no charge.
Jump in, Ed, do you have something to say?
Well, I mean, with the way the state works, I mean, a cop, a law officer, whatever you want to call them, told her to put on a shirt, and she said no, so she was disobeying a lawful order. I mean, they could have just done that, too.
Well, right. But, I mean, even, I mean, I don't think cops have to obey their own laws. I mean, it's legal for them to lie, but there is still a line for that. I mean, a cop couldn't say, give me a blowjob right here in public, and if she didn't do it, she'd be disobeying. That wouldn't hold up.
They
could do it, but that wouldn't, I don't think that would, even that would hold up in court.
Yeah.
I don't think a cop could say, here's my gun, go kill someone. And if they don't do it, then they're disobeying an officer.
Yeah. Although in the military, so they can do that. In the military.
Well, that's not a police officer. That's the military.
It's a military officer. I don't know. Same thing to me. Anyways, the concept is the same. We're getting off track. Anyway, so Cassidy was arrested for walking down the street without her top on. But, you know, they said they were going to charge her with lewdness and indecency or something like that.
Right.
But the statute says lewdness is defined as exposing genitals or doing something sexual in public, which she wasn't doing, and breasts obviously are not genitals. Genitals are your treasure, right, Mike?
That's right.
So, really, what they were realizing was that this, you know, they couldn't arrest Cassidy because that would be gender discrimination. If women can't...
Frankly, I don't think the cops and the bureaucrats realized that. I think they realized...
The NH Civil Liberties Union, like, did...
That's the case.
Volunteer,
but I think the perspective of the cops is, wow, if we charge her with this and she takes it to court, it will be, she'll appeal our decision and take it to a higher court and change the statutes, and we won't have our indecency statutes anymore. And I think they were afraid of their stupid laws being changed, so they just let this one go, but it's still a statute.
Yeah, I mean, you might be right about that. Who knows? It's hard to, like, guess at what their motivations are, because they always have some different strange reason. Oh, and our peanut gallery is...
molesting itself.
It is providing quite a wonderful scene for us to watch. But anyway, you don't really know what the motivations of the bureaucrats are.
I think that one was actually stated by a bureaucrat.
Oh, really?
That they were afraid that we would challenge the statutes and then the
They do lie
court.
A lot, too, but...
That's true.
But anyway, I mean, this is what happened, and now, you know, that was sort of the last thing that happened last summer, because then the weather got, you know, colder, and people weren't so inclined to take their shirts off, men and women, but now it's starting up again, because in Keene, they have these daily celebrations where they smoke cannabis on the town square every day, and as part of these celebrations, they've added on a little thing called Topless Tuesday, where some women take their tops off on Tuesday and just hang
out.
And men. Yes, that's the other thing. So I'm saying women because
that's
the thing that supposedly
society,
is extraordinary and unusual, but men walk around with their tops off quite frequently, and
if
nobody
you,
stares, nobody takes pictures, nobody
if
you know,
you visit the,
really gives a second thought to
if
it.
If you visit the freekeen.com blog and scroll down a few stories at this moment, you can find the Topless Tuesdays with a picture of the people who went topless, men and women. And there's breasts of all sizes on both genders.
Yeah, and I love that. That's cool because, like, people come in all different sizes and shapes.
Yeah, and frankly, what do you have to say about the gender bias in this law, Antigone? The fact that women are a target, but men can, like, at the time, last year when Cassidy was walking down the street, that same day, there were men topless walking up and down the street, and they got ignored.
Sure, well, it's accepted in society to see breasts as a sexual thing. I mean, you know, they've gone back and forth, you know, the ACLU and free speech, this and that, as far as, like, you know, what's dirty and whatnot, and how, you know.
Right.
It's viewed as sexual, and hence it's dirty.
So it's a prurient issue.
So do you think breasts are dirty or sexual? Because I don't.
You want to go back to the beginning of the episode? I don't think they're sexual at all. They're just my two favorite things. They're perts and...
Okay, well, you caught me in a little bit of hypocrisy there.
No, you said favorite, not my favorite sexual thing.
Well, let me clarify that. I don't think they're necessarily sexual. They can be,
yes,
but
exactly.
If I saw someone walking down the street
but
without
you know
their
what?
Shirt off, I wouldn't necessarily think of
so,
it in a sexual
you know what else
way.
Could be sexual is someone's wrist or their neck. Or their
right.
ear.
Exactly. I mean, really, breasts are about motherhood.
Yeah.
You know, and about our humanity, and, you know, I mean...
Which is actually a very good point, because the state wants to stifle humanity.
This is true.
They think the only teat people should be sucking off of is that of the state.
That's another brilliant one.
So they don't like mothers.
That's right. That's a good...
So what is some of the controversy that this is called? You were starting to say that there was a mother that was upset because her son saw some boobies on his way home from school.
Right. She said some ridiculous things like, well, why are they doing this when school gets out? You know, not sure where she was going with that, but she was collecting petitions. Petition signatures to make it illegal.
To use the government force. To bring their force
right.
down.
So if in Keene, with a population of 25,000, actually, I don't know how many signatures you'd need on a petition to get a law suggested, etc. But let's say it's on the ballot and people do vote.
Mm-hmm.
In Keene, 25,000 people, let's say people come out to a, what do you call this kind of... This kind of vote. It's not for a. For a measure, not for a.
Fuck if I know.
representative.
A ballot measure.
A ballot measure.
Yeah.
So when how many people would come out to this kind of vote? Maybe 10% of the population, 15.
Yeah.
So
the ones that most are the most busybody.
Yeah. So let's call that 2,500 people in this town, and then of those people, only 51% need to vote for this. So let's say 1,251 people vote that they don't like breasts.
Right.
They don't want to see a breast. Well, 1,200 people decided what 25,000 people must do at the point of a gun.
Right. And that's how it always works with all voting and all government initiatives. It's always the tyranny of the minority in some cases.
Yeah.
We say the tyranny of the majority, but that's just the majority of people who voted in this case.
Right.
And most people don't vote, especially in small things
it's
like
this.
It's
the tyranny of the squeaky wheel.
Yeah. <what it is. Well, that's absolutely true. And, I mean, this mother, like...
What other solutions? Well,
she could talk to her son.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
That's my favorite.
That is absolutely my favorite. But even if she's really religious or really crazy or whatever, or both, or whatever, and really doesn't want her son to see breasts, then she could drive him to school and back in a car with tinted windows. Or, you know, she could homeschool him.
She would need to do if she wants to control everything that her son
right.
sees.
Right. I mean, because she doesn't like something doesn't give her the right to control how other people behave, especially on public property.
Sure, and there are plenty of things that you could see walking down the street that one might find offensive in some way or another. I think it's weird that she's offended by a natural part of the female body, but not the male body.
It's almost a certainty that her son saw her breasts.
Yeah, at some point. I mean, he probably had food from them at some point, or milk from them. So, I mean, it's nothing to be ashamed of. It's kind of reinforcing the stereotype that, like, women, you know, should be ashamed of their bodies and should cover them up, and nobody should see them because, ooh, it might, like, distract somebody or it might offend somebody. Well, no, why are our bodies offensive? I don't buy that.
Yeah, I mean, and even if they are, you don't have a right not to be offended.
Absolutely.
It's actually the tragedy of the commons, because if it's public property, then as much as I have a right to be topless, she has a right to not want me to be topless.
Mm-hmm.
But we both have to get our ways if it's actually public property.
Sure.
If it's not public property, and if it's owned by the government, say, then all she has to do is convince the big thug government to make a law, and then the government gets what it wants. So it's not... Public property is not really public property.
Yeah. You know, like, speaking of the force issue, Mike, did you see some of the comments on this article that was in the Keene Sentinel? Like, some people were actually saying, like, by these women standing out there and being topless... And men, but they just ignored the men.
That's right. It's apparently all the women's fault.
They're saying these women are forcing me to bring up this subject with my child that I feel is uncomfortable.
They're forcing
the mother. Which was totally ridiculous. It's like, you. First of all, you can't control what your child sees at all times. I mean, you can try, but it's not easy or really
healthy.
Feasible or healthy. And number two, like... What do they find so uncomfortable or so offensive about talking about breasts with their child?
But,
are they uncomfortable?
I don't think that's a good line of argument to go down, because if someone feels embarrassed, well, so be it. If I disagree, I think the line of argumentation to go down would be, I'm sorry you feel embarrassed, but you can't control the rest of the world. You might tell your son, look, I'm embarrassed to talk about this. Let's wait a year or whatever. But
sure,
we're not forcing you. No one is forcing you to talk about it or to be embarrassed. You're choosing that.
Sure.
I think that's a better way to argue that.
And there's always an age-appropriate response that you can give to any question that a child asks, no matter how embarrassing. If she really thought that her 9-year-old son was too young to hear about... I mean, I don't know what he was asking in particular, but... Sorry, Antigone, did you want to jump in?
No.
Okay.
Well, the bringing up the subject, like, there's no subject. It's not sex, and that's usually, like,
right.
You know, the
what
subject.
What is the
it's
subject?
Just,
well,
you see
those
the
are
dudes
breasts.
Without
Move on.
Tops, the chicks are not wearing tops.
Right.
Done. What do you want for your
that's
afternoon
a good point.
Snack?
That's
like,
right.
It's really a subject.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think she might have been uncomfortable because her cognitive dissonance was kicking in. Like, she was thinking, okay, I have to explain to my son that there are certain things in society that women can't do but men can do.
Oh.
And that's uncomfortable.
I'd like to think that was the case.
She doesn't realize that consciously. Why she was getting angry and upset, because that's cognitive dissonance manifesting itself. She knows that there's a conflict there, and she can't, you know, she's trying to reconcile these two opposing views. Well, men can be topless, women can't. Is that right? Is that wrong? Like,
that would be great to think.
I just don't want to talk about it, and then she gets mad.
It would be great to think that that's what the kid asked, even. Like, why is it okay for the men to be topless? That would be awesome if the kid was that bright.
Yeah, well, sometimes kids make these observations that are just so on point, and it's like they say the thing that no adult wants to say because they've been conditioned, you know, to think a certain way. Yeah, I mean, the really interesting thing that this brought up for me was that, you know, I was thinking about this last summer when this issue kind of came to a head, when Cassie did the first kind of topless activism. I had just never really thought about it before. Like, I had never thought about the idea that it's okay for men to walk around without shirts on, but not women. And that, I was surprised because I consider myself an open-minded person and, you know,
just never came up.
I just never thought of it. And I realized when she did that, hey, she's totally right. It is an issue of equality, and it is an issue of...
And even if it's not important to someone to make this point, it's important to someone else, like it was to Cass.
Yeah, absolutely.
And actually, that goes back to why I think the mother had said, are they doing this during school hours or whatever, when they're walking home from school? Well, I'm not sure that... In fact, I know for a fact that these activists didn't do this at a time specifically because school is walking out.
No.
They happened to do it at a time coinciding with another event.
Right.
Unrelated to school or toplessness or anything. But why not? I mean, if you want to make...
Yeah.
If you want to educate people and open eyes, you want it to be public. You don't want to be topless. Oh, someone's walking by, then put down your shirt so no one sees you.
Yeah.
No, you want to make a point.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or at the very least, you want to just live free and not wear your top whenever you happen to not want to wear your top.
Yes.
And if someone makes a big deal about it, then it's going to get attention and become an issue.
Right.
And that kind of relates to what you said. You didn't even think about it until it became an issue.
Yeah, and I was disappointed that I had never thought of that before. That, you know, I didn't realize this glaring inequality that was so apparent in life. Yeah, I mean, okay, so let's talk about what if these women had gone into, like, somebody's house or business or something who didn't want them to have their tops off? How would you feel about it then?
Well, if it was made known that the property owner didn't want them to be topless via a sign, or if he came out and said, please don't be topless.
Yeah.
No shirt, no service.
Right.
Then I think they're breaking the rules of the property owner, and they should either leave or be punished by the property owner. Or his security agents or whatever.
Yeah, I don't really disagree with that. I mean, you know, maybe they would choose... Maybe if they really wanted... If it was hot and they really wanted to have their shirts off and be in some establishment where they were, you know, maybe a restaurant or something like that, and the restaurant owner didn't want them to, well, then maybe they would just choose to leave.
Yeah, or not patronize him.
Yeah.
Maybe they could negotiate and say, oh, we'll pay you $10 to be in here 10 minutes for topless, or
we'll
be topless and take tips and give them to you.
Why don't you want us to be topless?
Why don't you want to?
Yeah.
Or maybe if this was actually in the future and it was just people woke up and realized this was just normal, that maybe there'd be a topless section and a non-topless section.
Yeah. Exactly, I like that.
But I'm guessing you brought this up to point out that the Tragedy of the Commons issue?
Yeah, the point that they're doing this on so-called public property, which supposedly... Did I just say supposedly?
Yeah.
I cannot believe that just came out of my mouth. I'm sorry.
You're making a boob out of yourself.
I sure am. Oh, wow. Anyway, so, ostensibly... Ostensibly public property is owned a little bit by everyone, and so everyone, you know, when two people supposedly own a small fraction of this, you know, a stake in this property, and they have conflicting opinions on how they want it to be used or what they want the rules to be, then conflicts like these arise, and then the government gets involved and uses force, where...
That's why it's government's property, always.
Right.
Because whomever convinces the government wins.
Right, where on private property, it's a simple solution. You know, they either do it or they leave, and there's no force involved.
Right. Now, there could be a gray area, like if I own this plot of land and I have a house, and we come into my house and we're all topless if we want to be, and then we go out into my front yard, which I own, but there are no fences, and it faces Main Street,
right, yeah.
Then it could be gray area. I still think if you don't want to see me, put up a fence or don't look if I'm on my
don't
property.
Look, yeah.
But that's, I guess that's a totally different issue. It's still private property issue.
Well, that's almost the same issue as somebody, you know, has an ugly house or a couch
yeah.
in their yard or
yeah.
something
you
like
you don't
that.
Have a right to make them do anything about it.
Yeah.
If they want to take a big steaming
just
shit in the corner of their yard.
That's Mike's favorite example, but, I mean, he takes it to the ludicrous extremes. But I mean, these issues actually have come up. Like, there was, for instance, Ian had a couch in his yard, right,
yep.
a couple of years ago. And he eventually went to jail for it because there were some busybodies in town that were offended by the
sight
of his couch.
A busybody town employee, by the way.
Right. And, I mean, she didn't have to look at it. She could have just ignored it. She didn't have to bring the state down on him, but she did. She chose to do that. And, unfortunately...
He went to jail and had to pay money, I believe, to remove it or something.
Off
of his
property.
I don't
know if he ever paid any money, did he?
Well,
I'm not
sure. To the state, but to remove the couch?
I think it was his tenant's couch, so they did it.
You think what?
I think it was his tenant's couch.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't his couch. Hmm. So, anyway, we can maybe have him on sometime to talk
yeah.
about that. But the point is that you don't have a right not to be offended. And if you're driving somewhere or if you're looking at something and you see something that offends you, you always have the option to look away, whether that's breasts or a color that you don't like or whatever. Anyway.
I'm nodding.
Yeah.
You're
nodding.
On this audio-only show, I'm nodding approval.
No, actually, Mike is motorboating. He can't talk right now.
That was horrible.
So, I mean, what are some of the things that... It's really hard for me to play devil's advocate on this one because it's just so ludicrous, the position that people are taking. But, like... what are some of the things that the anti-topless people are saying, or anti-women topless people are saying?
Well, we got the mom's position from the article.
Yeah, she was saying, don't force me to talk to my kids
right.
about
there's
this.
There's no force involved there, woman.
Some people are just saying something that maybe we should talk about a little bit, which is that, well, I agree with what you're doing. I think that men and women should be treated equally, but there's a time and a place to be
you know,
topless.
Yeah,
can we talk about that?
That's kind of a second controversy that arose even
right.
amongst liberty activists. A number of people were saying, they're saying things like, this, yeah, it's unfair that women can't do what men can do by law,
mm-hmm.
but by pointing this one out, you're going to anger people instead of try and make them happy about your activism.
Yeah, or they...
Just make people happy.
they make most people happy, I think. But what I was sort of thinking of, Mike, was that... some people were saying that basically there's an appropriate time and place, like a beach, to be topless or nude or whatever.
Oh, okay. Well, that's
and
a
Central Square
argument.
Is
yeah.
not it at 4:20 in the afternoon.
Right.
What do you think about that?
I completely disagree. I mean, yes, for you, maybe the proper place to be topless
yeah.
is on the beach. For me, why can't I be topless in this public square?
Mm-hmm. And it's the whole point is to raise awareness.
Right.
And so it's like...
Right. And they're saying... You're not going to get anywhere by offending people and making them angry. Au contraire.
Oh, yeah.
Au contraire. You won't get anywhere unless you make people angry.
Yes, I totally agree. You have to stir it up a little bit.
Yes.
And make people think about this
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm not suggesting that the people who say this, that the people who say, oh, it's only appropriate on the beach in the evening or whatever, I'm not suggesting that they come down and they have to be topless at my time in my place.
No.
I'm saying... If you're only comfortable doing it that way, fine. But why are you bitching about us doing it our way?
Yeah.
If you don't think it'll work, well, then say that and leave.
Yeah.
You know, why are you condemning?
What do you think about the time and the place, Antigone?
I don't know about around here, like in Keene Central Square, but where I'm from, people go and lay out in the grass, in the sun, all the time. Men topless, women usually not.
Mm-hmm.
Unless they, you know, roll over, whatever, like sunbathing.
Right.
So
mm-hmm.
if... about the time and the place, I mean, it's when the sun is out, right? I mean,
yeah.
that's when guys
yeah.
always do it.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm hot. I'm going to take off my shirt.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You don't even have to think about it.
Right.
Or when they're doing construction work or something like that, or
yeah.
they're doing playing sports or going for a run or something like that.
Although, would you want your top off if you were
that's,
going for a run?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I had a friend in college who had really large breasts, and she told me that she didn't really like to exercise because, like, or she didn't like to run because when she ran, like, her breasts would bounce and they would actually, like, hit her sometimes. And so I was thinking of that, like...
Wow, ouch.
It would be hard, you know, if you have breasts of a certain size, it would probably be hard to run without some kind of support there. But
if I was going to run, I wouldn't want to be naked. I wouldn't want my treasure flopping around.
I would want something.
In fact,
there.
I normally wear boxers, but when I run or hike, I wear tidy whities.
You got to keep that treasure buried.
So, but regarding this public lying around when it's sunny issue, I went to Germany quite a few years ago and was walking around. I think this was, might have been East Berlin, actually. But just downtown in the middle of a business day, a weekday, around noon or one or something. And we're walking through a public park and there's people playing frisbee and picnicking and people lying out topless, women. And it was, in fact, there might have even been nudity. I don't remember. But it was just all natural. No one cared. No one did a thing.
Yeah.
It was just culturally accepted.
And it's totally a cultural thing. In Europe, it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
So there's this film out that I love. It's this documentary. This film is not yet rated. And talking about how, like, America's all about violence, violence, violence. But, like, ooh, areola.
Yeah, right.
And in Europe, so, it's,
I mean, they show heads rip open in explosions.
Oh, yeah,
and
that's fine. PG-13,
that's
not
right.
R.
That's right. Areola. That's funny.
Yeah.
That is so sad.
Yeah. I do think Americans have sort of this, like, weird contradictory...
And that, you know, it's off topic, but it goes for swear words, too.
You could
say, I'm going to rip your heart out and swallow it and kill you in a movie. But if you say fuck, oh, boop, 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 boop. And even sillier is you can say, you can't say fuck you. Wait, what was the one that Battlestar Galactica used?
Frack.
You can't say fuck you, but you can say frack you. Yeah. And you can't say motherfucker, but you can say motherfracker. So if you make up a word, that's okay, meaning the same thing in the same context. It's so stupid.
And it's so obvious to everyone what it actually is supposed to mean.
So retarded.
All these stories you're telling reminded me of an anecdote. When I heard about this reaction of this mother to what was going on in Keene, I was reminded of when I was in middle school myself, there was some kind of, we had this really fascist principal, and she had some kind of a policy where girls could not wear tank tops to school, but boys could wear them. And the reason was that, you know, a couple of girls said, hey, it's hot, you know, these classrooms have no air conditioning, we get really hot, we want to wear tank tops, why can't we wear them? And she said, well, it's too distracting to the boys. Well, what is that? What is it saying? Like, oh, it's the idea of this.
You guys
know,
are eye candy, so.
Yeah, the woman is this, like, temptress who's, like, you know, it's her responsibility to just cover up her whole body because if she shows a little bit of skin, like, the men
burkas.
Of the world are going to stop.
Yeah, isn't that the point of burkas?
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. That's what they'll say. People who wear those things in the head coverings, they'll say, oh, it's about modesty.
Well, and it's about, you know, because men are just vicious, violent animals that can't control
themselves.
Yeah, they can't control themselves.
I mean...
And apparently it's the women's responsibility to so the man can think.
Oh, yeah. We have to make excuses for them because,
right.
You know, they might either get distracted or not be able to control themselves and just go on a raping rampage, right?
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Were you talking? I was looking at your breasts.
Mike is being facetious, but there might be a grain of truth to that, too. So one thing I wanted to talk about with you, Antigone, is this something that, like, that you personally do? Because I have some thoughts on that.
No.
Yeah, me neither. And that's what I wanted to, where I wanted to go with this, because...
For the record, I'd be topless.
Well, Mike, you and I actually... We've been nude in Keene, haven't we?
Well, technically, I think that was Winchester, but yeah, down in that area.
Somewhere in that
we
area.
Nude swimming.
Yeah, we went to a swimming hole, and, you know, that was fine and everything, but this isn't something, you know, like, I totally support this form of activism. I want women to be able to walk around topless if they feel that that's something they want to do. For me personally, there are certain people... that I don't really want to see my breasts and take pictures of them and gawk and stuff like that.
Oh, sorry to interrupt, but we've also been nude on a beach.
Yes, we have. there are certain situations in which we have done stuff like this, but it's... The thing is, like, maybe I'm just stuck in a social paradigm or something like that, but I feel comfortable maybe being topless or nude with my friends or some certain people who I feel comfortable with. But not with the general public. Is that how
so
you feel
you,
too?
When we were at the swimming hole and on the beach, it was controlled. There were strangers way far away who couldn't see, and no one else except people you knew and trusted.
Yeah, it was a secluded area.
But it wasn't like Central Square where total strangers are walking by.
Yeah, and I just don't... Like, for instance, I wouldn't want a cop to see my breasts. I just don't... That's not for them. I don't want to, you know, give them the the grace of my presence.
Of your presences.
But, I mean, how do you feel about this? Do you feel the same way?
Well, I'm in general more comfortable around people I know and trust and everything, but the buoyancy aspects of a swimming hole and a beach sound comfortable.
Yeah.
Oh, but
Central
but not,
Square, what? No.
You're not going to walk around topless because you like the sport.
No, my bras are my best friends.
Do you name them?
I do not name them. But yeah,
is that bras before hose or?
Oh.
Wow. That was terrible. I'm sorry.
Oh, my ears are bleeding.
So, yeah, I mean, it's a comfort thing for me and for you too, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's a problem, though. I mean, like you said, you're okay with women doing it. It's just you personally don't want to.
Right.
So someone could walk by your front house, which is the public road here,
mm-hmm.
topless, and you wouldn't mind.
Oh, no, that wouldn't bother me at all.
Right.
And, in fact, I would encourage it and root for them and
yeah,
feel
me
great.
Too.
Like, I almost...
Antigone was about to say
yes.
That.
Well, I was
going
to say, I would much more likely be offended by, you know, a gross topless guy walking out there, like the guy who was sitting around in
yeah.
Keen, than a woman with breasts, but... Mm-hmm. I don't care about either one. Really.
Right. If he wants to be
or
topless,
nudity.
I'm going to not look, because he's gross.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But
you
whatever.
Look away.
Yeah.
Yeah, nudity, I don't think nudity is like, necessarily sexual either.
I'm naked inside.
Oh, me too.
Under my clothes. We're all naked under our clothes.
We were going to say we were topless doing this episode on the Pork Therapy Love Seat, but I guess you'll never know because it's not a video podcast. Unless Mike's webcam is broadcasting to the internet right now. I think he turned it on when we weren't looking. So, anyway, I don't know where we're going with this. But, yeah, to me, nudity is just what we all have under our clothes. And we all have a birthday suit, you know. We all cover it up to a certain extent. But, you know, it's not really a big deal. It's just everybody has a body and you should
yep.
be proud of it.
That's my opinion.
Yeah, mine too. And any closing thoughts?
Mike has boobs on his shirt.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, not only boobs on his shirt, but boobs underneath
under
his shirt.
Shirt,
too.
Wow.
I think it's time to say ta-ta.
Ah, excellent.
That's good. you can follow our teats on Twitter, right?
That's right. Twitter.porktherapy.com.
Or you can Facebook us on facebook.porktherapy.com. And ladies, if you enjoy...
Flashing your breasts.
On a hot summer day, if you're proud of your body and not ashamed of who you are, and are willing to let it all hang out, as it were, you should contact Mike because he will find a kindred spirit in him.
Because I like it when you do that, too.
And you can email him at mike@porktherapy.com and ask him out on a date. He's free tomorrow night, right, Antigone?
I think so.
Yeah, did you see his calendar? It's totally open.
Totally open. Thanks for embarrassing me.
Just like his fly.
Yeah. What else? Our website, porktherapy.com.
Yeah, go to the website if you feel like it, but you're probably already there because you're listening to this.
Yeah, you can hear all our past episodes. You can rate them. You can leave comments, which
That's
we would
right.
appreciate.
And thank you for listening to Pork Therapy. I'm trying to think of a wonderful breast pun to take us out, but I'm at a loss for words.
Well,
good.
Ta-ta.
Ta-ta.
That's the best way to end it. Bye.
They're two crazy porks who host a show. They give relationship advice that you ought to know. Your thirst for entertainment, they will quench, because Stephanie's a darling and Mike is a mensch. Pork therapy, advice this good is a rarity. It's cool, fun, and introspective. Relationship talk from a liberty perspective. Oh, and did I mention you can leave a message, you can voice a question, a joke, a comment, or something more.